Bismarck also understood the diplomatic importance and the strategic importance of the Zollverein. That is, he continued the policy of Frederick William IV and his predecessors, agreeing that Austria should join and then making it absolutely impossible for Austria to join the Zollverein. And in fact, in 1863, when other members of the German customs union, the Prussian customs union, expressed their concern that tariffs were being lowered too much, too fast, Bismarck responded by lowering them even more, so forcing the German states basically to choose. You were either with us in the Zollverein or not. All of them followed Prussia in its continued policy of economic liberalism. In addition, Bismarck sought good relations with the Kingdom of Sardinia-Piedmont to the south, realizing, of course, that the great roadblock to Italian unification, which the House of Savoy was interested in, was to be found in Vienna, so that this would be a good ally for the Prussians in the south. In 1864, a diplomatic situation developed in two northern provinces, technically part of the German Confederation, but were claimed by the Crown of Denmark. These are the provinces of Schleswig-Holstein. I'm not going to go into the details of it. It was famously complicated, with dynastic interests and claims being made here and there. An issue so complicated that Lord Palmerston of Great Britain remarked at one point that only three people had ever understood it. One was Prince Albert, and he's dead. The other was a German professor, and he went mad. The third, I'm the third, and I've forgotten everything I know about it, he said. Nonetheless, in 1864, Bismarck was able to cobble together an alliance of Austria and Prussia to free these northern provinces of Germany, in quotation marks, from the Danes, from any sort of claim from the Danes. So liberals looked at Bismarck as well. He's championing a notion of German unification, of Germany against the Danes. But Bismarck wasn't interested in the Danish issue for this reason. And in 1866, he managed to maneuver the Habsburgs into a confrontation with Germany. Again, the details are extraordinarily intricate and complicated. What he really wanted to do was to force the Habsburgs out of their permanent presidency of the German Confederation. He put forward a proposal for a new constitution for the German Confederation, which would be based on universal male suffrage. This, conservatives in Prussia, what are you doing? What is that? Universal male suffrage. Bismarck insisted on it. The Habsburgs said no, and said that the Prussians had no right to be fooling around with the constitutional order in Germany. And one thing led to another. Bismarck provoked a confrontation with the Habsburgs, and in 1866, Prussia and Austria went to war. It's very interesting. All of Prussia's economic allies, the other German states, members of the Zollverein, sided with the Habsburgs. And yet, within less than 6 weeks, Prussia inflicted a devastating defeat on the Austrians, using mobilization techniques. Here one sees industrialization come to play a role in war that it had never done before. The Prussians used their railroad system, they mobilized their army incredibly quickly, defeated the Habsburgs in very short order, and drove the Austrians out of Germany. The defeat of the Habsburgs by the Hohenzollerns would lead Bismarck to create something called the North German Confederation, an alliance of states across northern Germany, leaving the South German states aside, Bavaria, Württemberg, Baden, and so on. These were largely Catholic, and Bismarck believed that the rest of Europe, meaning France in particular, would never stand for a move for German unification at this point. This North German Confederation thrilled liberals in many ways. Here was this conservative taking these steps that looked like it was going to bring Germany to some form of unification. Bismarck drafted a constitution for this North German Confederation with liberal economic policy. That's laissez-faire, low tariffs. That's liberal. Universal male suffrage. That certainly had been part of the liberal agenda.